From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The Pope's historic visit to the United States. Pope Francis is in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as he concludes a visit to the U.S. VOA's Rob Raphael reports on the Pope's Saturday events.
Pope Francis rode by motorcade to the downtown Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, where he celebrated Mass for some 1,600 people. In his homily, Francis said the future of the Catholic Church relies heavily on a more active role for lay Catholics, especially women.
E tu? È significativo che queste parole dell'anziano Papa.
What about you?
Fueran dirigidas a una mujer laica.
It is significant that those words of the elderly Pope were also addressed to a laywoman. We know that the future of the Church in a rapidly changing society will call, and even now calls, for a much more active engagement on the part of the laity.
The pontiff ended his day with another trip in his Popemobile en route to the evening's major event, the Festival of Families. Robert Raphael, VOA News.
France says it has launched its first airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. A statement from the office of French President François Hollande said the strikes were conducted early today and were coordinated with France's regional partners. Earlier this month, France had begun reconnaissance flights over Syria. President Hollande's statement said information about the targets of today's strikes was gathered from that surveillance. Until today, France has only taken part in airstrikes against the jihadists in neighboring Iraq. We would like to invite you to visit our website at voanews.com for all the latest news. This is VOA News. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca that killed 769 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said today in a statement on his website, the Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families. This issue will not be forgotten and the nations will pursue it seriously. The Islamic world has a lot of questions, it said. The yearly event ended without further incident Saturday. Saudi Health Minister Khalid Al-Fila said Saturday that 934 were injured Thursday in the crush at Mina. Iranians comprise the largest group of deaths identified so far at 136. Iranian state television says a former ambassador to Lebanon is among more than 300 Iranians still missing. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed today in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a religious site revered by both Muslims and Jews. There is no indication anyone was seriously hurt. Violence at the site has escalated recently because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Under current strictures on the site, Jews can visit it but not pray there for fear it will create friction with Muslim worshippers. Jews revere the site as the Temple Mount and regard it as their holiest site. Muslims call it the Nobel Sanctuary and revere it as their third holiest site after Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. Thousands more migrants, many from Syria and Iraq, streamed into Croatia Saturday. The influx, described by authorities as unprecedented, came a day after Croatia lifted its border blockade with Serbia, ending a week-long standoff that had severely strained relations between the two Balkan countries. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity and solidarity.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country will donate $2 billion to a global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. During a speech to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, Xi promised to continue investments in the world's least developed countries. Xi is due to address the UN General Assembly when it begins Monday. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.